Welcome everybody, Shia number 1548. We're learning today Lil Nishmas Moshe Doiv, everybody's these Lil Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe, Lerafua Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to finish up. There's basically, more to cover. So we'll see. We'll try and it's just one more section that I just not really. I don't even want to get into it right now too much. Just real quickly to throw it out there, as they say in English, because of the fact that it does sort of cross over Mimsei Chafsecha and so on. So there's a Isra, a person has to know. We're going to see. We're going to Bezrus Hashem, like I mentioned, we want to start Hilchas Muksa, and this is a little bit cross references into Hilchas Muksa also. For example, the halachas of mail, right? Somebody gets mail on Shabbos, so like, is mail muksa, is mail not muksa? But mail is like an open statement. In the mail, you could have various different things, right? The person could have bank statements, a person could have bills, right? A person could have checks. Obviously, we realize all those things are muksa, but a person could have sometimes things which are not muksa. They might sometimes I know a lot of people, they wait to get a certain Jewish magazine, let's say, or something like that, and they read it on Shabbos, whatever, nice articles, Yiddish articles, let's say, I'm just giving an example. So let's say it comes on Shabbos, how does that work? What exactly is the story with that Alts Muksa, and how do we work with that? So we're going to see it cross-references a little bit. Obviously, when we talk about bank statements, checks, these type of things, it runs into Muksa also. But what about the Etzem reading it? Let's say somebody has open on their desk. Right, then whatever, or their table, they have a statement that's open. They're not going to move it. They just want to read it. Is there a problem just to read it? Right, I have my bank statement. I want to see how I did this past month. It's just I'm not touching it. I'm not moving. Well, muksa has nothing to do with touching. We're going to see it has to do with moving. But be it as it may, I'm just looking at it. Is that a problem? Is there any issue with that at all? So we have to know. Yeah. So a person has to know that they are not supposed to look at bank statements either. I'm just giving an example. Bank statements. Or bills or these type of things. So it runs under something called, what we call Shtari Adyaitis, and it's called, there's a Gezeira actually. What is that all about? Again, I don't want to get too much into it. It's a long, long subject. In fact, there's a whole Sefer from the, Ayal Meshulash, the Sefer Ayal Meshulash, the one who wrote on Borer, he wrote on a few other things. And one of the ring things, believe it or not, he wrote on was, Shtari Adyaitis, which possibly we'll maybe get into one day. A little bit deeper, we'll see, but just real quickly, as they say in English, to touch the surface, right? We just want to touch the surface as far as that goes. So the Sefer Klalim starts to talk about it on page Kuf Mem Tes, and there's two Isurim involved in reading these things. First of all, you have the Isra of Mimsei Chafsecha, because as we could understand, which we've learned all about Mimsei Chafsecha, just like the person can go and look at their construction and go see, even though they're not going to be doing anything on Shabbos. We spoke about, right, I'm building a house, so I'm going to go on Shabbos, I have time, I'll go look, I'll see what's needed, whatever, that runs under the Isra of Mimsei Chafsecha. There's also Gezer Hashem Yimchaik, a person might come to erase, it says they're $50, and really I need $100, whatever, So we're afraid. One second, you're going to take a pen, you'll take a pencil or whatever and start erasing and rearranging the numbers and whatever the case might be. But okay, so be it as it may, it's an interesting machlokes. Is the machlokes just reading it? Is the isser actually reading it with one's eyes? In other words, just reading it, or is the isser he brings down? Is the isser actually saying it with one's mouth? You know, many times people read and they start to talk the words that they're saying. You know, like Havdil and learning, right? You're supposed to say the words if as much as possible. So sometimes people read, they say the words also. So it's a question of when I'm reading it, I'm saying it also, or is the Isser also, just to be ma'ayin in it, bistaklus, like just reading it with your eyes, right? So he brings down, so it's also the Krimbafiv, some want to say with the mouth, again, statements, bills, these type of things, Mama, I know some the person could have a contract, possibly these type of things, right? I have a contract for the builder in my house. Oh, it happens to be sitting on the table. Let me just take a look, you know, what's in the contract or whatever. So all these things not supposed to be looked at. So then it brings down, v'yesh oisrim l'maisa, v'yesh oisrim V'yesh oisrim afla ayin bestaklus behem, that even just to read it without actually saying it with one's mouth, right? Without actually saying what's, reading the contract out loud. I just read it with my eyes. That also is not supposed to be done. V'cheinei hagim, and Lamai said that is how we paskim. He brings down, we'll try and see a little bit into it, upcoming shiurim, but Lamaisa, that is what it's all about. And he says, like we said, the two main isurim are one, some say it's because of mimsei chefzecha, you're going after, right, your things, your evolvements on Shabbos, whatever the case is, v'yesha ismim sen, and others want to say, no, reading these type of things, bills, contracts, right, you're reading a contract, oh, well, it says here, two bathrooms, I only want one bathroom, I'll cross out one, you know what I mean, you're reading, what do you call it, the plans, a lot of times, architect has plans for the building, whatever. You know, it says here three steps. I'm going to cross out. I only need two steps, whatever. So it's a question of shemi yimcha. A person might come to erase, but we'll see if we'll get a little bit into that upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.